As lawmakers return to Washington this week, they're also being confronted by the future of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. The program and its supporters were dealt another blow in July when a federal judge in Texas ruled it illegal, then barred the government from approving any new applications while leaving it intact for existing recipients. The Biden Justice Department's challenging the ruling, but the onus may be on Congress to make the so-called DREAM Act law. Democrats have sent a bill along to the Senate, and Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva says they'll do whatever's necessary to codify the legislation.
We all understood what an urgency it was, and the court ruling even made it a bigger deal. This is not an issue to be afraid of. The American people support doing something for the DACA students.
But Republicans like Paul Gosar believe the Obama-era program, which protects younger immigrants from deportation, is an overreach. He feels the judge's ruling will prevail, and DACA will be declared illegal.
The DACA initiative was unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 8 gives full power of jurisdiction of immigration to Congress. Congress has never verified DACA.
According to the latest Customs and Immigration figures, there are more than 600,000 active DACA recipients in the U.S., including more than 23,000 in Arizona.